From the Meridian Manufacturing Studios, welcome to Inside Agriculture. While Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue authorized the release of Conservation Reserve Program land in Montana, North Dakota, and South Dakota for emergency hay. Now, the announcement comes after agriculture groups and state legislators made urgent requests to the agency to address the severe drought conditions in the Upper Great Plains region. National Farmers Union President Roger Johnson, also a North Dakota resident, says the conditions are forcing many farmers and ranchers across the drought-scorched region to make tough decisions about downsizing their herd or even keeping their farms. Given that they're also dealing with a severely depressed farm economy, the secretary's action will go a long way toward alleviating some of the concerns currently facing farmers and ranchers. Also, the U.S. Cattlemen's Association says the announcement will help provide cattle operations with the tools they need to take care of livestock through an especially difficult time. While the recent trade agreement between the European Union and Japan is a threat to American agricultural exports to Japan. Now, the trade agreement between the European Union and Japan, coming on the heels of the United States withdraw from the Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement, it's a bad omen for agriculture. American Farm Bureau economist Veronica Nye says this should show the U.S. that other countries are willing and able to strike trade agreements without American involvement.
We tried to drive that point home when we were talking about the Trans-Pacific Partnership, that it wasn't a matter of the United States participating or not, rather other countries basically having a party without us. And this trade agreement between the EU and Japan represents 30% of global GDP.
Now, Nye says it's a big deal that America is looking at this agreement from the outside. Nye says the European Union receives similar terms Japan would have given to the U.S. if we had ratified the TPP.
You see beef tariffs coming down significantly for the EU. You see additional access for dairy products and significantly reduced tariffs for pork. Beef and pork were two of the products where we thought we would see the greatest market access gains into Japan.
Some American exports, like corn and soybeans, won't experience a significant impact from this agreement because the EU doesn't produce a lot of either. Other American agriculture exports to Japan are going to be hit much harder.
Beef and pork, processed foods, wine and cheese. This agreement could lead to significant erosion of U.S. market share. Basically, the Japanese consumer is going to look at two pieces of beef, one from the European Union, one from the United States. One will face 9% tariff, so it will cost an additional 9% over the base price compared to the U.S. beef product. That's 38% more expensive than the base price.
Well, Nye says if America can't strike a trade deal with Japan that puts American producers on a level playing field with other competitors, the U.S. will lose share in the valuable Japanese market. Well, 18 agriculture groups representing the majority of production agriculture, they sent a letter to the Trump administration recommending it avoid placing restrictions on steel and aluminum imports. The groups are worried that such a move would negatively impact U.S. food and agriculture exports. The group said in a letter that the aftermath of those restrictions could be disastrous for the global trading system and U.S. agriculture in particular. The letter points out that many of those countries exporting steel and aluminum are also the same countries that import a large amount of U.S. agricultural goods. The letter stresses that potential retaliation from those trading partners is very real. The 94 General Agreement on Tariffs and Trade says that national security can be a reason to restrict trade, but is barely or rarely done. The organizations point out that no other country can dictate what another's national security needs are. Now, every country with a sensitive industry would know it can follow the example of America and find a national security reason to document trade agreements, no matter how flimsy the reason. They said the farm groups urged the administration to avoid igniting a trade war through the imposition of restrictions on steel and aluminum imports. We'll be back with more right after this.